to what degree do you think performance artists in Singapore consulting and collaborating with each other?
You're talking about theatre directors and actors?
Yeah, either one. Theatre directors with other theatre directors or actors in other theatre directors' companies.
Right, right.
How much of that, how much do you think there's a range of consultation and collaboration?
Okay. Let me start off with the actors first. You know, I think it's a very healthy state, actually, that we have in Singapore over the past 20 years, because the actors don't belong to any one theatre company. So, and there's not enough work being created by one singular company. So in order for an actor to develop his craft and also to make a living, he naturally has to work with different theatre companies. And that has allowed the actor to develop his craft, because he works with many different directors, and all the directors come with their different styles. So, a lot of the actors in Singapore are not trained, but I think that's the, in actual fact, they've had a better training than most actors who've gone to drama school, in that sense, because they train on the job. Mm-hmm. They train with different directors with different styles, you know. And every different theatre company has a different style. And every director within the theatre company has a different style.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful, the fact that, all the actors I've worked with have worked with all the other theatre companies and with many, many different directors.
Yeah.
So I think they bring along with them whatever skills or whatever styles that they've picked up from every other different director they've worked with. I think that's a very, very healthy state.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word at the moment. But I mean, it's very free flow, and it's very organic. I think the way that actors have developed their craft and they work with different directors. I think with the directors, a director like Ivan, for example, right? He's amazing, right? Because at university, he started working with Alvin and Harish.
Yeah.
So he was part of the formation of Necessary Stage. Then he went on to work with Theatre Works with King Sen, right? Then he went on to work with SRT. And then he started Wild Rise. So, I mean, somebody like Ivan has worked with all the theatre companies. And so therefore he's had a dialogue with all the practitioners within these companies and the different styles of these companies, you know. So Ivan is quite unique in that sense, because, you know, he definitely has a dialogue with these other companies and with the directors in these companies, you know. And I think Singapore being such a small country, and the theatre history being such a short one, I think there is a community. And a community of respect, actually, because even though we may not amongst directors have a lot of we don't hang out over dinner or drink together and talk about ideas, I think we all watch each other's shows, and over the years I think a voice and a point of view has emerged from each theatre company as we mature, and I think there is a mutual respect for what the theatre companies are doing. As we grow and as we mature together. So we may not naturally get together and have, you know, makan together and talk about ideas and all that. But, you know, obviously when there's a crisis or when there's a situation where we all have to come together and we really need to discuss our futures and the future of Singapore's theatre, then we do come together. And very often, you know, we are all on the same page, you know. We all know why we've all come together and why we need to write a paper or an article. And very often, if not all the time, we're always on the same page. We're always of the same opinion. Because at the end of the day, we're all creating art and we all know why we're creating art for the community because we all care for the community.
Yeah. How much of this ecosystem expands beyond itself, like for international collaboration? Does Wild Rice do a lot of international collaboration with other companies?
We have not done collaborations. We have done a lot of touring where we brought a lot of our shows, where we've been invited by arts festivals around the region to perform. But we haven't actually collaborated with other theatre companies. But we do work a lot with theatre practitioners from Malaysia. So we have a lot of cross-casting. We use a lot of Malaysian actors. We even use Malaysian directors. So as far as collaboration, you know, that's what we've done.
I've looked at the ecosystem a bit. Like TNS does a lot of collaboration with very international acts. But is there a resistance for theatre companies, Singapore theatre companies, or is there just no opportunity?
There's no opportunities, I mean, we are so busy already with our own program, right? We don't really have the resources, the human resources, to develop that area of collaboration as such. I think a lot of foreign theatre companies look at our work and they realise that our work is very specific, contextual, and very much about the community, for the community, that they feel that maybe our work is very difficult to collaborate with a foreign theatre company.
It's maybe strange because like our multicultural society promotes that kind of multiculturalism.
Yes. Which is why we do a lot of work with Malaysia, because we find a lot of common ground with Malaysia. Whether it's the history, we have a similar history. We have a shared history, in fact. And the literature, the way we talk, what we eat, you know, all those things, or colloquialisms and all that. There is a lot of shared experience. And so that's why we find it easier to collaborate with Malaysian theatre practitioners.
Thank you.